You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, I saw this video over the weekend, and it was kind of, it was incredible, and I kind of assumed that it was, like, faked in some way.
Okay.
But it's not, it was legit, it was real.
Okay, what was it of?
So this video, it's a video of a building in China.
Yes.
It's a big building as well, like a five-story high building. It was actually used as a primary school.
Hmm.
And it was lifted up off its, like, they kind of dug underneath it and around it underground. It was lifted up and transported down the road.
So it was walking away, is what the title had credited as doing?
Well, yeah, that's literally, I mean, that's what all the journos say. Kind
of. It just grew legs, took off down the road.
Well, yeah, it grew legs with the help of many very clever people.
All right, fair enough. So you've seen the video. What was it like to watch? Was it just like a slow-moving object?
Yeah, so essentially this is a five-story building. It was used as a primary school, and it was lifted off the ground using a newly developed walking machine, which composed of nearly 200 mobile supports developed in Shanghai.
Wow.
Well, they are. The best way I can describe them is as if they're like a... There's sort of treadmills with kind of poles going up that attach to the house, if that makes sense.
I'm with you, yeah.
And yeah, so somehow they managed to dig up around this house, pop it on 200 of these.
Yeah, and just move it.
And move it down the road, I think about over 200 feet as well.
Okay, right. So if you don't like your view, just call these guys up. Be like, I'd like the view I like is about 200 metres down the road. Can we just kind of move the house?
I think it helps the fact that where the school was has been, there's a brand new supermarket complex coming there. So lots of money.
A bit of money sloshing around.
But just imagine that. So this building that was transported, it used to be a primary school. In fact, it still is a primary school.
Mm.
It's now just a different location.
Yeah, fair call.
Imagine if you didn't, if you were like a student that went to this primary school, didn't know that it was being transported, but lived on the route. You just wake up one morning, bleary eyes, rubbing your eyes, open the curtain, and then just your school walks past.
Yeah, how good. That's brilliant. If mum and dad weren't up with the school newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
They do the school drop-off.
Just imagine them on Monday. The school was here on Friday, wasn't it?
So,
I'm pretty sure this is where we was.
Well, that's what you get for not coming to those student-teacher interviews. You should have rocked up.
I know. Did you miss the very important memo that the school's moving 200 feet over there?
Simo and Jordan.
And the expert when it comes to reality TV. Jordan, that would be you.
That's on the top of my LinkedIn profile.
Because they say, how many hours is it that you've got to do of one thing to be good at?
Well, take driving, for example.
Mm.
When you're on your old plates, I think it's 100 hours.
Okay, right.
Actually, it might be more.
Yeah.
I don't know, I can't remember. But it's a certain amount of hours.
So do you reckon you've covered it? Like, if it was a skill watching reality TV and you needed to do a certain amount of hours in order to be an expert...
Mm. Oh, 100%, Simo. I mean, you know that I am a big reality TV fan, big fan of pretty much everything.
So Kim Kardashian, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that got the can. Yeah, did you ever give that a run?
I should say I don't go to that extreme.
Oh, okay, right.
No, just dating contests, that's kind of my forte.
Is that like the gateway drug and then the real hard stuff is Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Look, that's one way of describing Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It's tiered is what I mean. There's levels that you go to.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So Bachelor is entry level, level one.
It's an entry level job. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is like five star. Who's old mate who does Microsoft?
Oh, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, yeah. Kind of level. Okay. Bill Gates watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right, it's a bit of study involved to work out what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, you can't just go straight to the top, you know. You've got to prepare yourself.
So she has been absolutely copping it on social media lately.
Who, sorry, Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Did you see this?
No.
Oh, so she went to a private island to celebrate her 40th birthday.
Okay.
Still doesn't look a day
as you do if you're Kim Kardashian.
Still doesn't look a day over 21, does Kim K?
Yes.
Stay over 19.
Yes, we should give a big well done to all of her plastic surgeons.
Well done, guys.
You've done an amazing job.
Fantastic. So, also, rumours doing the rounds that apparently she's got six toes. That's back.
Yeah, I have heard about that rumor.
So another photo was taken of her on the private island celebrating her 40th. No one got too upset about the fact that she was enjoying herself while the rest of us suffer in, you know, lockdowns and social isolation. Everyone pointed out the fact that it looks like she has six toes.
Oh, so in this photo she wasn't wearing shoes or whatever, yeah, and we could see a sixth toe.
That's right, yeah. The rumours is back on that one.
Have you seen the picture?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Where is the toe? Is it just sort of wedged in where the other ones are, or is it like coming out the heel or something like that?
It kind of just looks like she's got an extra little toe.
Oh, so she's got two little pinky toes.
She's very genetically blessed.
Okay.
But you'd think if she's done that much plastic surgery, you would have just lobbed it off at some point.
Or maybe she just lobbed it. I mean, think about it. She wants publicity.
Yeah.
She just lobbed it on. She said to her surgeon before she goes under, it's like, I know we're doing a lot of work on the face, but if you've got any spare toes kicking around, just, you know, chuck one down there.
Literally kicking around.
Does she have an extra one on both feet or just one foot? Do you know?
Left foot.
Okay, so she's got 11.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
That's the rumour.
Well, I mean,
that's what I've seen anyway.
Just imagine when she was like 5 in school or something, cat, and all the kids are like, use your fingers and your toes to count to 10. She's like, ha, suckers.
I'm in extension maths.
I can go to 1.
So her husband is Kanye West. You'd be familiar.
That name does ring a bell.
Now, he
has 12 toes.
Had 12 fingers.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They're the perfect match. So he gifted her something for her birthday.
An extra, like, toe sock?
No. No, something...
Sandals that are slightly wider?
Somehow, something even more weird than that. Okay?
Was it toe-related?
No, it was a hologram. A dancing hologram, mind you.
Okay.
Not of himself. It was a hologram that would speak and give positive affirmations to Kim K, along with dance to her favourite songs.
Right.
Okay, now I've got a bit of the audio here.
So this is the audio of the hologram?
Correct.
Okay.
Now the hologram is of her no longer with us father, Robert Kardashian.
Okay.
Okay, so long time not on planet Earth. Is now a hologram brought to life by Kanye West. Let me know how you deal with this.
I am so proud of the woman that you've become, Kimberly, and all that you've accomplished. All of your hard work and all the businesses you have built are incredible. But most impressive is your commitment to become a lawyer and carry on my legacy.
It was Halloween relatively recently.
Well, yeah, no, I can imagine how that would be a very emotional gift, you know. Kim Kardashian obviously didn't think she was going to hear her father's voice again, so yeah, maybe,
but
you know.
Was it, though, or was it a paid actor with a hologram like Kanye's put that together at some,
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bit odd. But
I'm just glad that Kanye kind of let the hologram finish before interrupting, a la Taylor Swift style.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Kanye's got a hologram of Taylor Swift at home? Just kind of every day at 3 o'clock, she starts accepting awards like, no, Taylor, I'm going to let you finish, but Kim Kardashian's hologram is the best hologram of all time.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
The world's largest flight, obviously air travel for obvious reasons, has been heavily cut back. However, slowly but surely kind of flights are starting to come back. No, a lot of like domestic flights in Australia for the states that have reopened. There's kind of a lot more of them. Now it has been announced that the world's largest flight is making a return.
So is this New York to Sydney or LA to Sydney? Something like that.
It's New York to Singapore.
Oh, okay, right.
So you were close. You got the New York and the place starting with S.
Maybe they can't get to Sydney yet.
No, I think I'm pretty sure they can. I don't know.
Either way, it's not our professional area. Is
so when they go to Sydney, they get just past Hawaii, and they're like, oh, I don't know, we just have to start flapping.
Let's just hang a left and go back.
No, the world's largest flight, it's operated by Singapore Airlines.
Okay.
And it has announced that it will be reopening its world's largest flight from JFK Airport in New York to Singapore. It's unclear how many people will actually be able to kind of book that flight and go on it, and for whatever reason.
Well, I've got a colleague that is a, what do they call them, airline host.
Okay.
And yeah, she's been semi-grounded, doing a lot of appearances on the Virgin Instagram as opposed to flying from one place to another of late.
Well, that's something, I guess.
It's a gig. Everyone's, you know, got to keep your gig.
So I've got some stats about this flight, the world's largest commercial flight. It takes 18 hours and 40 minutes due to a headwind that you will get.
Right.
The flight before coronavirus, one of these flights was scheduled to leave at 10:30 p.m., it will then arrive in its destination 2 days later at 6:10 a.m. because you cross the you're going opposite with time. You know how it works.
Time, yeah,
weird stuff, and because you're going across the international dateline, and then it's going around the world and catches you again before you land. If that makes sense.
Correct, because there is a way for you to celebrate your birthday twice if you get it right. However, if you screw it up, you can miss it entirely with the old time zones.
But Simo, I'm very happy that all of these flights are coming back and all that sort of stuff, and things are slowly getting back to normal and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But long-haul flights, we all know they are terrible. Everyone hates doing them.
Yep.
Can we bring back some of the shorter flights first, please?
Okay, yeah.
You know, like these long-haul, they can wait. We haven't built up the energy to get back to an 18-hour flight. 18 hours of sitting in economy or something like that. We haven't built up the strength in ourselves yet.
Mm.
We kind of need, let's reopen the kind of, the shorter flights to somewhere in the Pacific Islands or something like that. We're going to lie on a beach with a guava coconut just to prepare ourselves.
So,
and then we'll worry about doing these flights.
When was the last time you did that?
Well,
where did you go to the Pacific Islands, was it, with a coconut in
I've
hand?
I've never been, but I want to. That's why I want to reopen them. Obviously, if it's safe, 100%.
Right. Yeah.
But yes, they are the flights that I would like to reopen, please.
Okay, fair enough. It's a real insight into your good self there.
What, that I like lying on beaches? Oh, my God, shock, horror.
Bit of coconut involved.
He likes relaxing on a beach in the sunshine with a cool drink. Oh, my goodness.
Your skin wouldn't fare too well, I feel. You'd need to
What are you trying to say?
Need to apply a lot of sunscreen.
Well, okay, well, yeah. I'll do that.
Would you do it yourself? Because it's hard to find, your back is really tricky.
You're not coming with me.
Simo and Jordan.
Talking genies.
You're gonna grant me any three wishes I want, right?
Almost. There are a few provisos, a couple of quid pro quos.
So if you got your hands on a golden lamp, Jordan, would you give it a rub?
I guess so, if it had a genie in.
Yeah, but if you didn't know. Because,
Well, it's worth a go. You never know. Could have a genie in.
That's what I'm wondering. If you'd give it a crack or if you'd be embarrassed.
No, well, I certainly wouldn't announce to the world that I was about to.
Okay.
If you'd kind of find somewhere dark and mysterious.
What you're saying is,
which is where genies probably lurk.
You're only going to rub the lamp in private as opposed to in public.
Yes.
Fair enough. Because a doctor has allegedly paid some conman $335,000 for a fake wish-granting lamp.
Okay.
Yes.
So go, what happened?
Well, he purchased a lamp.
which he thought had a genie in.
Correct, yep, for $335,000. He got tricked into buying it in installments.
Okay.
So he was purchasing it over time, and the two conmen have since been arrested, mind you.
Okay.
And he said that part of the reason he started to believe that there was a genie, in fact, in there, was they informed him that he could smell the genie.
Right.
What do you think a genie smells like?
I don't know. Maybe the genie smells of wine, which isn't definitely what's being kept in here.
No. So it was it was very fragrant. A fragrant perfume was radiating out of the lamp.
Okay.
And they were like, that's the genie.
It's definitely not perfume that we put in the lamp.
Yeah.
So this guy finally paid $335,000.
Yeah, the entire sum as agreed in installments.
It was all paid. He'd received the lamp. He's put it on his table there and goes, all right, time to release this genie. Just gives the lamp a bit of a rub and then nothing happens. Can you imagine how shocked yep. everyone else would be?
Well, apparently he went back to them when it wasn't working.
Hi, I kept the receipt.
And the two men kept telling him that it was a bad idea to try and return the lamp, that simply returning it would cause bad things to happen to him. So, and it would be bad luck if he kept rubbing the lamp and being rejected by the genie. So it's better.
So lots of bad luck happening, I've noticed.
So they're basically kind of telling him, don't rub it too much, give it a bit of a break.
Okay.
Come back to it.
Right.
And then you'll be able to get hold of the genie.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
No,
he didn't.
That hasn't been confirmed or, in fact, denied yet.
Did he look inside the bottle and find out what was causing the odour?
Well, yeah, they discovered that there was perfume, but who knows?
Shocks me. That's the smells of perfume. What could it have been?
So the police apprehended the two men that sold said lamp, and they also seized the magical lamp, just in case.
It's not a magical lamp.
Police also couldn't convince the genie to come out.
I was going to say, do you reckon cops, they had kind of had to put it in the evidence locker and, you know, it's a quiet Thursday afternoon or something. He's like, oh, come on, Steve.
Now, the way they knock on the lamp is the same thing. They have to get, what do they call them? They have to get a subpoena in order to break and enter into the lamp.
They have to get their police batons and just keep hitting it with the batons.
Genie, we've got a warrant for your arrest. Come out now.
Look, if the genie came out because he had a warrant for his arrest and not the original first guy, you've got to, if you're the doctor, you've got to be questioning, like, why?
Yeah, this genie, what's he up to? Why is he hiding? What's he got to hide?
I don't know. I'm very suspicious.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And talking cats right now.
Mrs. Clear, I don't...
Call me Cat.
Okay, Cat.
Call me Kitty Cat.
Okay, Kitty Cat.
Kitty Cats. Jordan, fan, not a fan?
What movie is that?
Call me Kitty Cat.
I've never heard of that in my life. I mean, this new Cats and Dogs movie came out a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. There's lots of other cats who could have gone with you. What with that?
Yeah, well, you know.
Anyway, well, movie quotes aside, what's going on with cats?
So this research is out of the, well, closest university to us. This is out of ANU, Australian National University in Canberra. Cats are costing the Australian economy more than $6 billion annually. Through their impact on human health and livestock production.
Oh, so you're talking not like common house cats?
Yeah, no, common house cats.
What do common house cats do with livestock?
So get this. This freaked me right out today. Yeah. Okay, so apparently cats harbour the common most airborne pathogen, toxoplasma.
Oh, that's a bad one.
It's scary. So there's no symptoms.
So is this like the cats give diseases? Is that what this is?
They're riddled with it. That's why all the ancient Egyptians were so obsessed with cats.
Right.
They were coming to kill them a long time ago.
I mean, all of a sudden, in this year 2020, there's been a bit of a major story about diseases, which have meant that we kind of take them a lot seriously.
Yeah.
Should we be concerned about this? Is this going to be the next... Because coronavirus was... Was it bats originally? I think that was the first myth.
Nah, cats have been around doing this for a while.
I mean, bats have been around for a while.
So apparently...
Some of them are vampires.
Globally, about 30% of people carry this.
Okay.
Just from, you know, having your local house cat. I can see you're so freaked out.
Is it 30% of people who have a house cat or 30% of people just in general?
30% of people... Just in general is what I've got. I've got the quote here, direct, if you'd like it.
Go on.
It's one of the most widespread pathogens in the world. So globally, around 30% of people carry the parasite.
Okay. So I'm just looking around at about 10 people or so in our office and like, three of us? I wonder who it is.
Yeah, so apparently when a cat is first infected with a particular parasite, the pathogen releases millions of eggs into the cat's feces. So stay away from the cat's rear end.
I was planning on anyway, but you've just given me another reason.
Oh, my goodness. So apparently, around the estimates, 8,500 Australians are hospitalised from scenarios and events linked back to having a common house cat.
Simo, you've talked about on the show before the fact that I am not a fan of pets at all, never had one, never don't really have much desire to have one.
Yep.
This has just given me another reason... Why I don't want to have a pet.
It's ridiculous. So, research showing that people infected with toxoplasma have signs of slower reaction times, slightly higher risk-taking activities.
Okay.
That's a bad combo.
Yeah.
Just, you're slower and you're more inclined to get wild.
I know, that's... yeah, this can only end badly.
These cats are menaces. So the research out of Canberra Uni is saying that people involved in workplace accidents and car accidents are more likely to carry the toxoplasma infection.
Well, Simo, so what did you say? So 30% of people have this disease.
That's right.
And what did you say? It slows your reaction time.
Yeah.
All right, let's just do a quick test. Think quick.
Oh, God.
I just threw a mic sock at him randomly, and you just stuck out the right minute cornet. That is the greatest moment of our lives.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.